ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his kalam and when he sent his kalam this kalam came as the spoken word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his kalam in a way that suited His Majesty and Grace to Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam brought this kalam to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited this kalam to his companions, to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majmain. So this kalam first came into this world and came to the people as the spoken word. It did not come as the written word. The Sahaba did not read a book. The Sahaba listened to the Quran. They heard the Quran. And from account after account of how they came to Islam, there is one common phrase. And that phrase is, they said, and Islam entered my heart. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu went into the haram late one night. And he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying before the Kaaba, and Umar radiallahu anhu decided to frighten Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he inserted himself between the wall of the Kaaba and the kiswa of the Kaaba, the ghilaf of the Kaaba, the cover of the Kaaba, and he walked around the Kaaba until he was standing directly in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there is a whole tafsil about which surah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting and what was going on in the mind of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. But Umar ibn al-Khattab later on says, he said, that is the moment when Islam entered my heart. He became a Muslim later, but he said the moment Islam entered his heart is when he listened to the recitation of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day when he went there with an evil intention. He didn't go with a good intention. He didn't go to listen to the recitation. He went there to frighten Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his Nabi and he permitted the kalam and the power and majesty of his kalam to enter the heart of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And so also with Hassan bin Thabit, one of the greatest poets of Arabia, when Hassan bin Thabit came into Mecca, Abu Lahab went to him and others went to him and they said, do not listen to, Abu Lahab said, do not listen to my nephew. Because he recites things and they are like magic. Imagine. Even the ones who did not believe, they did not deny the power of that recitation. And by that recitation, I don't just mean the lahan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There can be no recitation that is better than the recitation of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I mean also the words of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The understanding of those words. Even the ones who did not believe and who died on disbelief and who died on kufr and who died on the opposition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not deny the power of what he brought. Because they heard it. They heard it and it entered their hearts. Some hearts accepted it and some hearts rejected it. But it entered the heart. This is the kalam of Allah, my brothers and my elders, which has the power to move mountains. And I did not say this. The one who sent the kalam actually said this in so many words. And we know the ayat of Suratul Hashr. All of us know these are the ayat of the Quran. Even those people who do not know much of the Quran know some of these ayat. These are like pointers in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about this kalam. And he said, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِئًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. The mountain will humble itself. Min khashyatillah. And Allah said, we give these examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave example after example of the power of this kalam of Allah. And yet the question I ask myself and you is that the word which can move a mountain does not move my heart. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi rajiun. So is the fault with the word or is the fault with my heart? Ajib. What a strange situation. The word which can move a mountain. And as I said, it is not my imagination. It is not my aqidat with the Quran. It is not my exaggeration of whatever. This is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That word which can move a mountain cannot move my heart. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No effect. No effect. We read and we hear, but it has no effect on us. I ask myself, in Surah Al-Fatiha, which we recite in every rakat of every salah, whether it is fard, whether it is sunnah, whether it is nafil, and after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which is the first ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, the second ayah, we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What is the effect of this? Seriously, we should stand in salah and we should not go to the next ayah until this one ayah we realize the effect of this. We just say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, until that effect of Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen is felt by us, we should not go to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. It is the haqq of Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen that it should be felt. If it is not felt, then we have not fulfilled the haqq of this ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how can we go to the next ayah? What is the right for us? Who gives us the right to say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim when we have no idrak and no istihzar and no sense of what is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? Rabbul Alameen is the one who is Rahman or Rahim. When I do not know Rabbul Alameen, then what is the meaning of saying Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? I do not understand who is Rabbul Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen is blank, zero for me. Then how do I say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Who is Maliki Yawmiddin? I did not even go past the first step. How do I go to the next step and the next step? This is the way in which the Sahaba learned the Quran. This is the way in which they learned the Quran. That is the reason why each one of them was like a mountain himself or herself. One person was enough to spread the word of Islam in a whole country. One person, individual. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the method of learning. He taught the method of learning to his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he said to him, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَبِنْقُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْئًا وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the surah in the Asbabun Nuzul of the surah, Suratul Muzammil, narrated by Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our mother. She says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this first 19 ayat of the surah, and then he did not send the last 20th ayat of the surah for 1 year. And she said that for 1 year, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba prayed salatul tahajjud as if it was fard. For 1 year they prayed tahajjud like fard. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of course prayed tahajjud like fard all his life. And I can say, this is my guman, this is my belief about the sahaba, Allah alam. I can say that those who prayed with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that 1 year of tahajjud like fard, not a single one of them would have left tahajjud till his last day. Not a single one of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, stand up in the night. Humil layl, stand up the whole night. Illa qalil, except for a small part. And do what? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلَ سُنَيَّ سَبَقْ سُنَيَّ دارُ التحفیظ القرآن حفظ کے استاد بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں شاگرد بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں استاد کہہ رہے شاگرد کو سناؤ سبق سناؤ کیا یاد کیا ہے Who is the استاد The استاد is the one to whom the kalam belongs The صاحب الكتاب The Katib al-Kitab, the Qari al-Kitab is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today our problem is, we read the book without understanding anything about the one who sent the book. Sahib al-Kitab ko samjhe bagair hum kitab padhne ki koshish karte hai. Isiliye wo palla nahi padta baat kuch bhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what have you learnt? Recite. Rattilil Qur'ana tartila. Recite. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. We have to send, I am going to send to you a very heavy responsibility, very heavy word. And for that, what do you need to do? You need to stand in the night. And you need to connect your charger. And you need to charge your batteries. By reciting the Qur'an before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This mashq which I mentioned just now, of not going beyond one ayat until the understanding of the ayat comes into your heart. This is to be done by yourself alone in tahajjud. You do not do this while making imamat of fard salah, no. These are the things to be done in tahajjud and many others. Where we build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We build a connection with the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba with him do this for 1 year. 1 year, 12 months. And they did that. And they did that. And the proof of that is their Rabb bore witness to their action. Because then he revealed, إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل لله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ عَدْنَا مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ وَاللَّهُ يُقَدِّرُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows that you are standing and the others are standing with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bore witness. My Nabi, you are praying tahajjud and your sahaba are praying tahajjud with you. I am your witness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many other things and he mentioned the problems of people. Somebody is sick, somebody is traveling for in talash-e-maash, he is traveling to for his livelihood and somebody is traveling fi sabilillah in jihad fi sabilillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but all of them still stand in the night. Still read whatever you can read of the Quran. Ma tayassara min. Whatever is easy for you, stand and pray tahajjud. Even when you are in these states, especially when you are in these states, because when is it that you need the help of Allah? When you are facing the enemy, when you are facing difficulties, when you are facing masail, that is when you need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to sleep? No! Stand, ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقِمُ السَّلَىٰ وَعَاتُ الزَّكَىٰ وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Give more than that. After saying atu zakah, what is the need to say akhridullah qardan hasana? If zakat is sufficient, zakat is not sufficient. Zakat is not sufficient. Zakat is only the door which proves that you are Muslim. If you do not pay zakat, then your iman itself is not verifiable. We do not know whether you have iman or not. Because Allah has made zakat for then you are not paying zakat. Alhamdulillah, you pay zakat 2.5%, that's a joke. What do you call an investment on which you get 2.5%? Eh? You junk it as quickly as possible. Get rid of this thing. 2.5%? What is 2.5%? Arey, toh Allah ka karam hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, you know, that's a doorway. It's a tick mark. That's why Allah said, وَاَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا. Our qarz do. I give more loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Toh Allah ki shan hai. What loan? How can anybody give any loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah's barakah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it a loan. Why? Because I will return it to you. I will return it to you. Arey, is Rab ka kya kehna? How do you praise this Rab? Hai milkiyat usi ki, it belongs to him. And he says, give it to me as a loan, I will give it back to you. In a much better form. Much more. Hey? And all of this, why? Because people had built a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, that like anything else in this life, laysa lil insani, allaysa lil insani illa masa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for the human being, there is only that which he strives for. There is nothing more than what he works for. Jitne mehnat kiya utna milega. As much effort you make, that much reward you will get. And that is why I remind myself and you, let us make mehnat, let us make effort on the Quran. And the way to make effort in the Quran, on the Quran, is to stand in tahajjud. And is to pray in tahajjud. And to read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud. And don't get into the masail of whether can I hold the Quran and read it in tahajjud by myself or can I not. Alhamdulillah, there are both the opinions that in tahajjud, I'm not talking about holding the Quran. People do all kinds, when they should not do, they do. Eh? But in tahajjud, when you are praying by yourself, nafil salat, Imam Shafi'i and others have said that if you want to recite some surah which you don't know, you can hold the kitab of Allah, you can hold the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold the mushaf in your hand, and you can read the surah, and you can keep a table or something next to you, a stool, and when you go into ruku and sujood, put the mushaf on that thing, make ruku and sujood, and as you stand up, pick it up, there is no problem, inshallah. If you don't want that opinion, you want the opinion that you should read only what you memorize, alhamdulillah, no problem. Whatever surah you know, you read that surah, but stand in tahajjud and read Quran. Don't fall into this trap of this opinion or that opinion. Do it. Do it. And as I said, mashq, effort, not just run through the thing, effort. Ayah after ayah, understanding of it. What is it doing? Understanding does not simply mean the meaning of it. The lughwi man of it, the dictionary meaning of it. No, understanding means the idrak of it, the complete awareness of what is the meaning of this ayah. How am I connected with that? If I say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, what is my connection with Rabbil Alameen? What is this doing to me? As I speak these words, what is happening to my body? Awareness physiologically, what happens to my heart? What is happening to my skin? What is happening to my tears? Are my tears flowing or not flowing? Our hearts are dead. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, the dryness of the eyes is a sign of the hardness of the heart. Nothing moves. The mountain will move, but the heart is like a stone in the chest. Nothing happens to the heart. And those are the hearts which are destined for the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable our hearts to be softened that we see and we feel the beauty and the sweetness of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to spend time in tahajjud and not spend time doing all kinds of nonsensical work till late in the night, and we don't sleep early, and that's why we cannot wake up for tahajjud early, and that's why we are deprived of this noor and beauty and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of this time of the night, which is so special. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us build a connection with the Quran, let us build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it is too late, and let us enjoy the joy and the beauty and the benefit of this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allow Islam to enter our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.